Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversation. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark Edge.
And we've been talking about secession here and free private cities and just ways in which people can be free. Now, Mark, when I talk about the ideas of secession, I want to be clear. I don't expect to see it in my lifetime. Even if the United States government collapses, I don't expect to actually see a free society until human beings are actually colonizing the stars or planets around the stars. Because as it is, every single inch of land on this planet is claimed by one state or another. And I firmly believe that if one of these free cities actually becomes prosperous and free, it will cause governments of the world, rather than desiring to compete with them, to just send in their militaries.
Why haven't the governments of the world sent in militaries to Singapore? Why didn't they do it to Hong Kong? Macau, for instance, was very, very prosperous at one point before China took it back over.
Well, then China did send in their militaries then.
Right. Okay. Well, then you could consider that, there was a nefarious act by the government of Great Britain when it gave Hong Kong back to China, but I'm curious about Singapore then. Singapore was told that basically it wasn't welcome in Indonesia or Malaysia, and that it was basically kicked out on its own. So it created its own little country using basically free market capitalist ideas. Now, certainly it's not socially free, and they decide where people live based on the color of their skin. But
yes, and that's not causing anyone to go, God, Singapore sounds great. It's so free and prosperous. I need to move there.
Oh, people are moving to Singapore by hand over fist. I mean,
yeah, and Singapore is also arresting people for criticizing Islam on the internet. So I don't know how many people are really – I don't know how successful Singapore really is at presenting itself as this place where people can be free. To me, that just seems like nonsense. I've never heard anyone say, God, Singapore sounds great. Let's go.
You said that if a place became sufficiently prosperous, I understand that prosperity comes from freedom, and Singapore has its own forms of freedom.
I think I said free and prosperous, but go ahead.
Fine. And when you look at Singapore compared to its neighbors, it certainly is free comparatively in many ways. Singapore isn't the bastion of freedom, and I'm not holding it up and suggesting people move there tomorrow.
But we've seen what happens when there is a place that is free and prosperous and technologically advanced. We've seen what happens. It causes this massive influx of people who want to come there.
Yes.
And experience that. And that's what made the United States the country that stopped being free and prosperous, obviously. But at one point in time, this was the land of the free. This was where everyone wanted to go to experience those freedoms and engage in that prosperity.
Right.
One of these cities, I believe, would cause that level of migration. They would galvanize people to that extent. Like, oh my God, I just have to get there. That's the new land of liberty, and I want to be there. And when it started happening, I think the military is going to come.
Which military?
Whoever wants it, probably. Probably.
Well, if you're predicting it.
Whichever one of the three states is the most respected claimant, I suppose.
So we're talking about the United States, China, and Russia.
Yes, because they don't want a war with each other, right? They don't want to step on each other's toes. But, yeah, the Chinese government would tell the United States, hey, you got to do something about this situation in the Honduras.
Well, amongst those three, the United States is clearly the one that controls the Atlantic, and Honduras's coast is largely on the Atlantic. There's a little Pacific coast, but not much. And the English-speaking portions of Honduras are all on the Atlantic coast. So I suspect you're talking about the United States, and I can't I simply can't address that. I don't know how to say, you know, what's going to happen in the future if ZAs get prosperous. I mean, you know, I hope that this is the case. I hope that ZAs are so prosperous that the United States government has no way to compete with them other than militarily, and we have to see what that looks like.
I hope that as well. I just fear what the outcome would be. And that's why I've long argued that, you know, we're probably not really going to see a free society until we can replicate the situation as it was in the 18th century, which is where, you know, realistically, the only reason the colonies won against the British was because of just the sheer amount of work and expenses involved in crossing the Atlantic Ocean to bring in, you know, troops and supplies back then. We will have that situation again in a few centuries where it just won't be worth it to the United States government to go and reclaim its colony on Lisa 581C or whatever.
Look, you know, if we're relegated to arguing about whether or not we're going to, you know, colonize near Earth or objects, you know, I'm with you. That's going to happen. But what I'd like to talk about, you know, when I talk about this is I'd like to talk about projects that are currently happening.
Sure.
And I've got, you know,
are great. I just don't think that any of them will ultimately prove successful. And if they do prove successful, I contend that one military or another will say, oh, no, we want this for ourselves.
Having given almost 20 years of my life to the Free State Project, I have decided that the better thing, the new thing, is to stop arguing with politicians that want to take my freedom from me and to build a newer, freer place. You know, currently the ZA legislation, that's Z-E-D-E, ZA legislation in Honduras makes a piece of land that's a ZA in Honduras the freest place on planet Earth. Is it its own micronation? No, it's not. But it's darn close, and it's the best bet we have towards finding out what a free place might function like.
And I'm not knocking the idea. I love the idea. And in fact, I hope that, you know, someday, relatively soon, I can leave the United States and go check out some of these places. Because, you know, maybe there is one where I can actually be free and relatively autonomous, provided
Let me tell you about I took a visit to Guanaja. And one night we ended up at a bar called the Silver Dollar. By the way, interestingly, Guanaja is a Honduran island, and in Honduras, the money is called lempiras. So why there's a silver dollar, I don't know. But nonetheless, the bar was called Silver Dollar. It's a horrifying little hole in the wall. But I had a bottle of water, and I watched the antics. And the antics, yes. There was a lovely young woman named Thomas who...
Okay.
I did not expect
this story to go there, but keep going.
No.
I need to hear more.
I think I scared her. So she was translating for a young lady that was trying to talk to me, right? Here I am having my water.
Translating?
That's correct. The young lady could not speak English. And so Thomas stepped in and, you know, translated. And then I stuck out my hand and said, Mark Edge. And I think that that Thomas was so scared, was surprised by the, you know, the abrupt introduction that she said, Thomas, but you can call me Monica. So there you go. There's already one for you to chit-chat with.
I don't spend a lot of time chit-chatting with other trans people or with cross-dressers. Right? I spend most of my time actually chit-chatting with libertarians and anarchists. Or just people. My social life doesn't really have... I have my own distinct social life that has nothing to do with, you know, hanging out with a bunch of LGBT people or hanging out with libertarians. That's one thing I don't get about the liberty movement here, especially in Keene. It's so insular, you know? A lot of these people who hang out, they only hang out in libertarian circles. And I never understood that. I want to be... I don't want to just have friends based on what their politics are. I want to be able to discuss. I have friends based on, you know, similar music interests, similar gaming interests, similar television interests. And I have friends based on similar political interests. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. When we get back, we're going to finally get into this article about free thought, because we've alluded to it a couple of times but haven't actually got to it yet. There is more interesting discussion to be had. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. We are a live call-in show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Mark. And Mark, it's good to do a show again with you, man. I forgot how much fun it is to, like, hash out ideas with someone and not always be in full agreement with them all the time. It's great.
You're one of my favorite hosts to do shows with, too, because you understand that, it's hard for people to come on to Free Talk Live, especially new hosts, and disagree with longtime hosts. It's like, well, it's their show. I should agree with them and things like that. No. Free Talk Live is a place where anyone, host, caller, co-host, whomever, can call in and, or, you know, just and speak their mind, whatever it may be. Look, there's some people in the world that can't call in. I suppose they can email and, you know, use all the other platforms, Mastodon and whatever other ways. I think chat.freetalklive.com is probably a good place to start. But please call in. And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you disagree with us, that's what makes the show better.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important for people to be able to think for themselves, to be able to speak freely, which is what we do here on Free Talk Live, and think freely, which a lot of people are scared of doing. And you have an article about this, and we've never actually gotten into the article. So what is this article, and who is it from?
Right. So this is from RT.com, and the author
really?
Is Wayne.
You brought in Russia Today?
I thought this is an editorial, and I thought it was interesting, this person, Wayne Dupree. Now, I can't say I know who Wayne Dupree is, but, you know, it's says he's an Air Force veteran. Looks like he's a black guy, and, you know, a variety
of... So exactly the kind of Russian plant that Russia would want.
I would say that... He can't, as a conservative black man, can't get a platform anyplace else, so he used the RT opinion column.
Or did RT use him?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Mark.
I am looking at some, you know, some pro-Russian propaganda here on the sides. Here said, one little thing says, Biden's belief that Putin is conspiring with China to take down democracy betrays his complete ignorance of Russia's own politics.
Hold on.
I don't know what that means, and I may click on it later just to consume it or whatever, but I just thought that, it's interesting this guy was driven to this platform. B, it's funny how he's pointing out that there's, you know, not much dialogue going on between the right and the left, and then lambasts the left for it. But it's just going on here. It says,
well, neither side wants to communicate, and until they do, there won't be communication.
Well, we'll just see that here from Wayne. The greatest threat to the U.S. is the progressive left's radical Marxism. That's the first sentence. These programs, supported by government and woke private businesses, are trying to instill in children values that only bring violence, vitriol, and division. I'm not entirely sure I disagree with everything that he said here. I mean, you know, the depth of it and all that sort of thing, it's definitely a statement that's intended to divide, not unite, but yeah. This danger to our republic, it's not your republic, Wayne, never was and never will be.
No, it is and the our government's republic.
Yeah, our national security, not your national security either, is exacerbated by lies about our systemic racism. Okay, there are certainly, you know, some people overstating the role that racism plays in America today.
Sure.
And supposed hatred by anyone who disagrees with the left's radical agenda, and nowhere is this agenda more apparent than public education. Okay, maybe I'm with him on this one. Like,
I'm not with him because I can hear the exact same things being said from the left about how the right and their values are the biggest threat to the United States today.
But have they taken control of public education?
Conservatives lost control of public education.
Long ago. So
I don't know how long ago it was, but it's been within the last few decades.
Well, I'm 50 years old, and I can tell you that teachers were government bureaucrats when I was in high school.
Sure, but they espouse conservative values.
Some. I mean, you know, I've sat with teachers that said, socialism isn't so bad, you know?
Really? So, while you were in school?
Yes.
At different culture, well, different locations, I guess, then?
Bradenton, Florida, home of Tropicana orange juice. Not exactly some kind of liberal bastion.
Well, no one at any school that I attended would have ever said that.
Okay.
They would have been fired on the spot. Well, not fired on the spot, but the PTA would have gotten them fired very quickly.
Well, what I would say is that public education has been lost by the right, and that therefore you can expect a victory for the left. Whoever controls public education controls the nation. Because at this point, I don't know what it is post-COVID, but before COVID, 85% of students went to public schools. And that means 85% of future voters are being indoctrinated through a socialized education system.
Well, it's always been a socialized education system. It's just more open about that now.
Look, you have the Socialist Party and the Almost Socialist Party. Okay?
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, there you go.
The only difference between the Democrats and the Republicans that I can really tell are the social values that they care about and, you know, how they want those social values to be. But
right.
As far as...
Go ahead. I didn't see Trump as being some kind of free market paladin or anything like that. And I can tell you George Bush, when faced with an economic downturn, rushed to the banks to pump money into the system. So, you know, I mean, yeah, it's the Socialist Party and the Almost Socialist Party.
Absolutely.
Going on, there are increasingly few reasons for parents to rely on anonymous public educators to teach their children what is actually important for their long-term well-being.
I would agree. The public school system doesn't do that at all, and we've talked about it regularly here on Free Talk Live. They don't teach you just basic things like how to not spend more money than you earn. And, you know, sure, that's not the kind of thing a school should be teaching a child anyway. They shouldn't be teaching the child how to be responsible. That's the parent's job. But the parents don't understand that in the American school system, the schools, the teachers, they are literally raising your kids more often than the parents themselves are.
Yeah, and then both sides blame each other when they get a messed up kid.
Yes, and it's both of their fault because they trusted the school system to raise them, and the school system taught them common core math. I don't know how useless that really is in the real world, but teaching them how to balance a checkbook or how to, you know, control their desires and not buy a 80-inch television from Rent-A-Center may have been a little bit more useful than getting them to memorize the 43, 44, 45 presidents.
Yeah, they should probably teach the parents that first.
Yeah, but see, they can't teach the parents because the parents are already graduated, but they can still teach the kids. What are your thoughts? What's broken in the education system? 603-283-6160. More coming up.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The state of Texas has started using a new tool to fight the influx of illegal border crossings into their state. Last week, state law enforcement began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges, part of Governor Greg Abbott's plan to stem the flow of migrants into his state. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News that the state has taken this approach because the federal government has refused to fulfill its duty to secure the border.
You know, it's slow at first. I mean, we're just beginning this process. We've been forced into this. Governor Abbott just started this process, and he's been forced into it because the federal government, as you can see, as your reporter just showed, they are not doing the job, and they have no interest in doing the job, and they continue to invite people to cross the border. To the detriment of this country and even maybe to the detriment of some of these immigrants.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Health officials are warning that the U.S. needs to pick up its COVID vaccination rate. According to CDC data, just over 49% of all Americans are fully vaccinated, with nearly 57% having received at least one dose. Brad Bernards has more.
As concerns grow regarding the Delta variant spread across the globe, the CDC is reporting drastic increases across the country in the number of people contracting COVID-19. John Brownstein is Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital.
And this model assumes that we're only going to get to 70% of eligible Americans vaccinated by December. So we can change this, right? The model does tell us that if we pick up the pace of vaccination, we can prevent an unnecessary surge. This is especially true. As Janae mentioned, Delta is super transmissible. And if you have pockets of spread, you're going to need more immediate options like social distancing and mask wearing.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. We're getting into the public education system, the criminalization of free thought, and I run into that a lot. And if you're like me, you're constantly getting kicked off of social media platforms, at least temporarily. I mean, Facebook in particular, which because of legal reasons is actually the only social media platform I'm allowed to use right now. They asked me to pick one, and that was the one that I actually used to communicate with people who I can't communicate with any other way. Like friends and stuff, we communicate with Messenger because Telegram is also no longer an option. But anyway, Facebook loves kicking me off. They do it every single June, and just regularly they will look through my posts for things going back 2 or 3 years. And
why do they pick June?
Because June is Pride Month, and I say things that a lot of LGBTQ people don't like. And apparently being trans doesn't keep me from getting banned during Trans Pride Month. But if you're sick of that, check out social.freetalklive.com because we said, screw you, we'll build our own social media platform with blackjack and hookers. There's actually no blackjack there. I don't think there's any way of integrating a game into the platform, but there may or may not be some hookers there. I don't know. But you can't be censored there, and that's where it has its greatest value. Check it out. It's social.freetalklive.com.
I suspect there are some people that would accept accept money for sex. So yes,
I suspect. But are they actually a hooker just because they'd be willing to, or do they have to actually do that? it doesn't matter. Let's go to the phones. We've got Josie calling from Richmond. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello to you all. I am burned up because of what I'm hearing on the news about the people that were in the January 6th rally. Some of them maybe entered the Capitol building, but they didn't do damage, and they didn't kill anybody, and they didn't harm anybody. And they're now in the worst thing you can do to a prisoner is put him in solitary confinement. I guess the whole bunch of people are now in solitary confinement, have been there for 8 months, no real charges brought, not the things you're supposed to do before, no trial. Have they had any kind of trial? They're just in a jail. And this is terribly, terribly what can be done in this country. I don't have words for it. I'm so angry about it. But what I do think, maybe some group out there can do it. I'm much older myself, but when Floyd was killed by that policeman, and actually I think he was already on his way out because of all the fentanyl he had in his system. But anyway, they rallied and they chanted and they
getting choked for 9 minutes certainly didn't help.
Well, they protested for God knows how long.
I don't think he deserved to die whether he was on fentanyl or not.
Yeah, that's right. We should have, you know, anyway, that's a whole other part of it. I'm just comparing the fact that they protested and another policeman criminal tried to run a policeman down and he was shot, and they were protesting that in North Carolina, in Elizabeth
City.
Who's
they?
The townspeople, the black people that were of that neighborhood. They were angry that even though he tried to run policemen down as he was trying to escape, not to be arrested, and then they shot him and killed him.
Well, they were probably going to. There's a decent chance they were going to shoot him and kill him anyway, which is probably why he was running.
I don't know. I have no idea about that. All I know is that these people that were rallying and entered the building, the Capitol building, they didn't do what they did. The Black Lives Matter did all around Richmond and all around these other cities in this country last summer. It was awful, and they were burning and looting and taking away people's businesses and, you know, on and on, killing people. There were a few people killed, but what I'm talking about now is these people that are Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, whatever they are. They should have a proper trial. They've had no trial. That is the problem. We should be rallying in that Capitol building around where they are in jail until they are let go and have a proper lawyer and all that done for them.
Well, trials are slow things. You would expect a right to a speedy trial. You have to actually invoke your right to a speedy trial when you're dealing with the court system. They don't just grant you one. You have to specifically request it. And if you don't do that, it's going to probably take 6 months to a year before you're ever actually given a trial. So the court system is very.
They should not be in jail all this time.
Well,
they should be. They should be given a ticket, like you get a ticket for your driving irregularities, and then you go to the court.
I think this is a fair point that Josie's making here, and that is that, we have an interesting problem with our judicial system in so much as, A, it takes like 2 years to get a trial, and B, you're presumed innocent. And how can you take an innocent person and put them in jail? Well, there's supposed to be two criteria. One, you're a danger to the community. And what I've seen over the course of the last few months with Free Talk Live is they're pretty liberal with the notion of what a danger to the community is. They went so far as to say my long-term business partner, Ian Freeman, who's a peace minister, was a financial danger to the community because he might get out and sell Bitcoin. So if the idea of selling Bitcoin is somehow a danger to the community and Coinbase is allowed to exist and Kraken's allowed to exist, then, but Ian can't be let out of jail, that's pretty ridiculous. So and the other is that you're a flight risk, which just says to me that, well, it just goes to prove that they can't keep an eye on people anyway.
No comment. But, Josie, thank you so much for the call tonight. There is another interesting problem, which is, as she was talking about, I mean, let's be honest here. The left is able to get away with a lot more than the right. I mean, the left took over an entire section of a city. They burned a police station down. And as far as I'm aware, no one got arrested for that.
Right. I can't, for the life of me, cannot figure out how somebody on the left can say, like, I don't even see how you people compare what happened on when the white supremacists took over the Capitol building on January the 6th with the brave and peaceful protesters of the BLM movement. Like, I don't even get how somebody's mind can be so twisted. You know, were the vast majority of people protesting during the BLM movement peaceful? I'll go ahead and concede that. I don't know if it's true, but I'll concede it.
From what I understand, it's overwhelmingly true, yes.
Yeah, but the vast majority of the people that were there on January 6th in Washington, D.C. were peaceful, too. And we don't have a lot of evidence that many of the people who took the unauthorized tour of the Capitol building were in fact terribly dangerous. I mean, what did the guy with the buffalo helmet on? What did he really do other than just stand in one of the buildings and yickety yak the whole time? I loved when the security guy comes in and says, "Would you guys please leave?" You know, like, it just goes to show how little was actually done. And the New York Times had to concoct some story about somebody being killed. If you can, a Capitol Guard. The only person that was killed was one of the protesters. If you compare that to how many people died during the BLM protests, that's it's entirely different. I'm not saying that BLM doesn't have some really great points. But nobody's bothering to concede that this was the representatives of the people cowering from the people on January 6th.
Maybe that's it. What was the point of the January the 6th unguided tour?
I think it was you'd have to ask that to each individual person as to what they hoped to achieve. But I suspect many of them felt like the election was fraudulent, was in some way stolen from them. And I don't know.
So they were pitching a fit because their preferred ruler lost.
They may very well have been doing just that. But I can tell you the election certainly wasn't perfect, that there were some votes that weren't counted.
Oh, that's absolutely.
Just statistics.
I mean, we have it on New Hampshire record here that at least one election here in New Hampshire got misrecorded by a factor of more than 10. But what are your thoughts? What can we do? Is this disparity as bad as it seems? More coming up. It's Free Talk.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and in addition to the social media server that we have an official chat server. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com. It's running Matrix, which is a decentralized, federated sort of system where, again, no one can censor us because we used to have a Discord server, believe it or not. But Discord, like all of these big tech giants ultimately do, decided that we weren't saying things that made them very happy, and they pulled the plug on the channel, or on the server, rather. And we've seen that happen with YouTube and Twitch and all of these others just with shocking regularity. So the drive to move to platforms where you cannot be silenced is more important than ever. So join the Matrix server. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dustin listening on KINA. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello and good day, and hoopty to the firefighters. I was calling to report a key of milk and honey, a mixed drink recipe. You start off with honey, you add the whiskey, you put in the brewed tea, milk to cool down the brewed tea, instant coffee, stirred, not shaken. It's a hell of a drink to try.
All right, Dustin, thanks so much for that. It sounds like a heavy concoction of a bunch of different things that I don't think I would want to try it.
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to try it, try it. But, I mean, let's be serious. If it's got whiskey in it, it's intended to be something that you drink several of anyway. So,
good point. And I don't want to add milk. Did he say milk?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I think he did. Yep.
I don't want to add whiskey to milk, man.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a good person to talk to. I gave up drinking, earlier this year. And so, you know, to me, alcohol is a carcinogenic, addictive poison that makes you fat, dumb, and ugly. So I'm just not interested.
Well, Mark, tell me what you really feel.
There you go.
We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you been drinking?
No, I got to work later. Mark knows I drink, though.
There goes eggnog, and there goes White Russians, and probably a few other, if we can't put alcohol, whiskey, rum, and vodka. and Kahlua and stuff like that. Anyway,
I've never had a White Russian, and every time a friend of mine drinks White Russians, and every time I watch her make one, I was like, "What are you doing, girl?" Just
is all you gotta do is watch The Big Lebowski, and you will be a convert immediately.
To what?
Big White Russians.
How is that going to tell me what it tastes like?
Well, you just have to, once you watch that, then you'll be ready to try one.
I'm not sure I can get past the mental block of alcohol plus milk.
Well, I've done it, and I'm going to tell you, it's as far as alcoholic beverages go, again, I'm not recommending consuming poison, ladies and gentlemen, but as far as alcoholic beverages go, it tastes fine.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
There goes Mark dredging in my memories again. I hung out all day long with Jeff Bridges.
Did you?
I did. And you can actually, I don't even know if you can see me. And I was working on that movie Crazy Heart when they were filming that in Santa Fe. And I have never even watched it, but I might be in it.
Awesome. What's on your mind, David?
Government corruption. So we always say the government is corrupt, and that's just a general thing. So there was actually a really good article that lays out too many facts to list, but I thought I'd start with one of them that gives a good idea of exactly what happened that was corruption. This is an article in the Santa Fe New Mexican.com cooperating with Searchlight New Mexico by Ed Williams runs that, I believe, entitled CYFD Employees Say They Were Sidelined or Fired Over Concerns About Software Contract, is how you search it if you want to. And so the first little scenario that happened is there's a guy named Jackson Williams. He's a manager of a data unit at New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department. He raised his hand at a work meeting to ask about a massive computer system upgrade at the agency, one that could potentially cost $45 million over the next decade, led by Cabinet Secretary Brian Blalock. And so here's a fact.
Do they know that if they take a decade implementing, at network and computer upgrades, then by the time they're finished, it will all need to be upgraded again?
Yeah, well, these are some of the questions that the workers at CYFD were raising, and every time they raised a question like that, Aria, they would get fired. And that's exactly what happened to Jackson Williams. Well, not really fired, but he was reprimanded, as you'll hear here. So the Cabinet Secretary Blalock was imported. He's from San Francisco Bay Area. They brought him into the state of New Mexico carpetbagger style. And then, coincidentally, the firm that was selected to receive this no-bid contract just happened to come out of California, where Brian Blalock had come from, a company called Binti, B-I-N-T-I. And it was apparently without considering any of the more than 20 other companies that expressed interest in this $45 million over the next decade. And so the head of the Jackson Williams, the manager of the data union, it's his territory. He raises his hand in this meeting. He says, "Who is Binti, and why are they in charge of this project? End quote. Within days, Williams said, he was taken off the modernization project. Soon after, he received a letter of reprimand from his supervisor asserting he had violated the CYFD code of conduct by going outside the chain of command when he voiced his concern about Binti. And so Williams resigned, and there were many others with similar situations. But that's the first little scenario in how government corruption works in the state of New Mexico and elsewhere, I'm sure.
I am sure that's true, too. And, that's what politics is. It's rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies, backscratching and log rolling. That's how it all goes. And somehow people imagine that we just couldn't make it without them.
Isn't that bizarre? I mean, it's the ultimate defense mechanism for any parasite is to convince the host that the host will not survive without the parasite. And that's what government has done. It's convinced everyone throughout the entire world that without government, we would somehow not survive.
Or at least without the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to the tune of everything they need, what 40, 50, 60% of everything you generate in order to provide you with whatever it is they're providing you.
Yeah, David, thank you so much for the call tonight. I'm not surprised to hear. I mean, as you've talked about, plenty. New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the United States, apparently, and I've never heard any reason to doubt that.
It's not that. I know David loves to say that, but I mean, I think it sort of depends on how you're talking about corruption being. I mean, because there's a lot of states that'll give it a run for its money. Illinois has had like three of its last five governors thrown in jail after their term. Rhode Island was excluded from the Free State Project because of endemic corruption. Louisiana is...
Really? I don't know anything about Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I avoid Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Mass as much as humanly possible.
It's hard to avoid Mass.
It is.
Louisiana has basically been corrupt its entire existence.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, so.
Mississippi certainly, everywhere in the Old South or the South, whatever you want to call it, has a lot of sleeping dogs that, you know, you're just supposed to let lie.
Yeah.
And a lot of families that can't be touched because they go too far back. It's very weird to see how it, you know, plays out down there. And
I think it's like that in a lot of places, and we just don't hear about these sorts of things. So, you know, ultimately, the, you know, government power is going to be used to enrich some group of folks and at the detriment of others. I mean, that's obvious.
Well, certainly, you can't take from someone without causing them harm, and the government doesn't produce anything.
Right.
So if it wants to, you know, take something to give it to their friends... or to give it to this contractor who they totally promise will do a great job building these bridges, they have to first steal that from the people.
Well,
that's what they do.
What David was calling about here was a contractor that was going to build a new computer system over a network, computer network over the course of 10 years. And like you said, there's no way they could do that well. You know, like,
no, that's impossible.
Anybody can say just from the onset, just the description of the project, that there's no way that they could do it well. And obviously, anybody who even suggests that maybe they aren't going to do it well, off they go, poof, disappear down the memory hole.
Well, and it's almost certainly because, you know, the company heading that up, that's his wife's brother, you know, or something like that. Corruption is rampant, though. You're absolutely right, Mark. And, you know, electing different politicians doesn't seem to fix it because then they just get in there and they become corrupt. So we got to think outside the box. We got to be creative. And you can get outside of that box by checking out social.freetalklive.com where you cannot be censored. Check it out, social.freetalklive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.